I'm sure everybody has their opinion about what happens in the ghetto and why people act certain ways, you know. But you can't truly know unless you live there. It's like a catch-22 situation, you know. It's like you don't like it, but you have to understand it. Uh-huh. It's rough. It's not as easy as some people want to think. It's hard. It's real hard.
Another day in the ghetto. Well, alright. Yeah. Another day in the ghetto. Well, alright. Niggas killing niggas. What you figure? With your finger on the trigger, you could be a bigger, big money, big really getting nigga. It's a shame the way you live. You get grief. All things must change. So when will we have peace?
A piece of what?
Of my mind. I'm really sick and tired of hearing, but mama, I'm hungry. Oh mama, please tell me when will papa come home. Papa never comes home, papa's a rolling stone. Hey, sometimes I picture selling drugs, but then again I know no friend who sold drugs in a fed pen. So I just sit back and bounce and count the amounts of young brothers died from a drug dealer's ounce of coke or dope that some little black kids smoke. Might as well pass a rope so we can hang ourselves, get a gap, bang ourselves, kill another brother and just damn myself. Another day in the ghetto.
Tell 'em.
Yeah, that's right. Another day in the ghetto. Hey yo, black on the block selling rocks. Had a gap. He was strapped with a Mac and a baseball cap to the back in pursuit of the loot. With his troop, meet his crew on a block where they sew suit. In order to keep in order, this sort of manslaughter. Pat a brother down, make sure there's no take a quarter. But yo, don't flex, cause here's what's next. X got a tech, and he's pressed to catch wreck. My man's around the block with a Glock that's half cop. Who cares about a cop? A cop could get popped. Some kids in hoodies had the goodies. Now goody your woody, be a part of a neighborhood hood and hoodies. Cause in his mind there's a picture of how to get richer. Big dollar signs, numbers and figures. Feeling kinda bitchy, itchy finger on the trigger. Pop goes a gat, down goes another nigga on the block.
That's how it is in the ghetto.
Another day in the ghetto.
Tell him.
Another day in the ghetto. 3 a.m, everything is going swell. Yo, what the hell, that's the bell. Open up the door, it's my man. Yo, what's up, pop? Yo, Hev, I got some bad news. Your brother's been shot. Damn, jetted to the hospital, praying for a miracle. Lord, I know you're making see. My brother's kind of physical, dripping with sweat. But I won't tell my moms yet. See, moms is under pressure, and she'll just be a wreck. Facing in the hallway, ran into the doc. Yo, doc, what's his chances? Son, his chances ain't a lot. Peeked into the room, but I can't describe the pain. See, I knew it was my brother, but he didn't look the same. Somehow I got the nerve to put my hands upon his chest. Held the tears from my eye as I felt for his breath. And all I really remember is the words from my mother. What? My baby's gonna die, and now I miss my brother.
Damn. That's how it is. It's in the ghetto.
Something real interesting. On the last album, Peaceful Journey, I was going through this real depressing stage where it was like, you know, I just lost Troy, my dancer T-Roy, my best friend from when I was 17, 18 years. prior to that, a year before that, a year prior to that, I lost my brother, my oldest brother. This is a man who taught me everything, basically. You know, it's my older brother and I'm the youngest. He was shot and killed.